We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the Big K Morning Show, the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radio Thought for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin, running through this hour. This hour's incentive. Hanging out with Neil Walker and the Pirates.
Nice.
We'll get the description of what exactly that all means. Pittsburgh kid, Neil Walker, number one draft pick of the Pirates, helped them return to the playoffs.
The Rats.
3 years in a row. Now he's part of the broadcast team.
He's a talent, man.
He is a talent. Yeah. That young man could do whatever he wants to do. He was a great baseball player, obviously, but he played basketball. Football, yeah. One of those guys.
We had similar lineage.
Are you hearing this, Antonio?
Yeah.
Marty and Neil Walker, very similar in their...
Well, did you also know Neil was a fantastic hockey player as well?
Same.
You know what? And I've known Neil since he was 8 years old.
Oh, here we go.
What do you mean, here
Come
we
on.
Go?
Here we go.
Neil and I... Actually, Neil's sister Carrie used to babysit my kids,
uh-huh.
And she's an athlete. She played professional basketball in Ireland.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It's a fine day, lads.
She played in Wagner.
Would you like to play some ball and head to the pub?
Anyway, and his brothers played...
they have basketball in Ireland.
Professional ball, too. Yeah, and Carrie Walker.
Love the Irish.
Who's married to Donnie Kelly.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Who's the bench coach for the Pirates.
Woo!
And he played for the Pirates before Neil.
Why did I start this?
And his dad, Tom.
I'm sorry I brought this up.
Was the guy. Now, check this out.
No, I don't want to.
No, you do.
I'm checked out.
Neil Walker's dad, Tom, was Roberto Clemente's friend and was supposed to get on the plane.
Whoa.
The night on New Year's Eve.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. And...
Oh, my goodness.
Roberto told him, we're good. You stay here. Go to the party. I'll see you when we get back.
That's amazing, Larry.
So, and how about this for irony, since baseball starts tomorrow, they have Roberto Clemente night every year. And I happened to be there that night, and Neil was still playing. Mm. And he hit a home run with Roberto Clemente's family there. His late wife, Vera, and sons were there at the ballpark. And Neil Walker hit a home run over the Roberto Clemente wall.
Is the basketball in Ireland green?
I don't know.
Huh?
That's a great question.
It's a fine day to play some basketball, lads.
Amanda, we're talking about Neil Walker and this incentive for this hour.
Yes.
She's a fine lassie.
Amanda Sile, who is
Amanda Sile.
Coordinating our...
That's a pretty good Irish accent.
It is, please.
Well, you know, his grandparents were 100% Irish.
I did not know that.
He had a set of grandparents on the Griffin side from Ireland, and they lived right next to the Italian immigrant grandparents.
And my father was my mother's paperboy.
Wow.
How cool is that, man?
What a story.
How about
that? You don't hear about things like that nowadays.
Well, hold on, though. That's part of the problem in America, because everybody was right in front of you. Your parents, your grandparents, everybody was with everybody. Now everybody's all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
True.
So, I digress.
Two things.
Yes, Larry.
We want to play this exciting Feed the Need tote board.
Yes.
And then do you have a total?
I do. I just sent one, actually, via email. So let me pull that
up
real
quick. I'm looking. Okay. I'm going to play. Hold. This is exciting.
Wait for it.
All right, Amanda.
We are at 77,484 meals.
Nice.
Nice work. And
amazing.
We appreciate. So for a donation of $50 or more this hour, the incentive is has a lot to do with the Pirates and Neil Walker.
It does. So people can go to dinner with Neil Walker right across the street.
Nice.
They can get some steak on a stone. And
by the way, that's delicious.
Yes.
I've never had that. I hear it's great.
Yeah.
Yes. That's delicious. They can get, if they prefer, they could get some steak on a stone. They have amazing other food options as well. But in addition to being able to go to the dinner with Neil Walker, we're not just talking about dinner here. We're talking about going to the game with him. And obviously, Neil Walker has his privileges inside of that stadium. But you can... And by the way, dinner is at Mike's Beer Bar or North Shore Tavern, so that's why I was talking about that steak on a stone. Nice. But you can join him to watch batting practice.
Wow,
this
and
is good.
Go to the game with him.
Hang out.
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
And I mean, Neil Walker, and I will say that I've met him a couple of times, and he is such a down-to-earth person.
Oh, he's great.
He's a Pittsburgher through and through. Yes,
you know, Larry knows him.
Yes, yes.
We just spent a half hour talking about it.
And yes, he went to played for the Yankees. He did all of those kind of things, but he's still a Pittsburgher through and through. Loves the city. Can talk your ear off about anything. So I think it's truly a once in a lifetime kind of opportunity that you have, and just for $50 donation.
Right, in this hour only.
Yes.
So 50 or more, call 412-663-5664 or text the number 50155, the word need, and it will reply to you and step you through the process. Or go to the Metropolitan Window Company online donation center at kdkradio.com. Our Feed the Need page is up and operating.
It's all super easy. It couldn't be easier to do any of those things. Call our great people in the call center are available, and they're taking your calls now. You can text, like you said, it sends that link directly to you.
Nice.
Super simple. You just plop in your information and you're done. Or go to that Metropolitan Window online donation center. Bam, click the link. They have it all set up for you. You click the amount you want. You put your information in. Your donation's done.
Hey,
it takes
2 minutes.
Do you
know how many people sign up for the drawing for the trip?
I do not know at this moment. No, we're kind of going through everything quickly today. But once we do, we'll give you an update maybe by Friday of how many people actually were able to get in for that contest.
Very cool.
Amanda, great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Big K Morning Show, Feed the Need. And we want to thank Pete in Elwood City, Mary in Wexford, two folks of the many who have made donations to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. The number is 412-663-5664 or text the number 50155 and put the word need in there. Hit send and it'll walk you through how you can make a donation. And the Metropolitan Window Company online donation center through kdkradio.com's Feed the Need page. And this hour's incentive, a real Pirates experience with Neil Walker, which we just detailed. Meanwhile, we were excited to meet Carlos T. Carter, who happens to be the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, who was in the studios yesterday. Carlos, good to see you on the radio now.
Yes, good to talk to you as well, for sure.
And we also talked about what we're doing today with the food bank, and you know, through your work through the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, the food insecurity is an issue with many, many families.
Absolutely. So we have, three emergency food banks downtown Duquesne and actually in the north side as well. And so we do address that. And I was part of the White House discussion on hunger in July. And then we issued a hunger series discussion here. We had one facilitated, I think, in September. That is an important issue. And we do work closely with the food bank as well. They're a part.
Well, and the truth is, my man, and it was a pleasure meeting you, man. The truth is that there are kids that, if they did not go to school, they would not have breakfast or lunch, right?
That is a fact. And that's why during the pandemic, it was doubly devastating because these kids were literally hungry.
Right, I know, because they didn't have access to it by going to schools. And speaking to schools, I know you wanted to talk about some book banning that's been going on. What is the Urban League stance on that, and what are you doing about it?
Well, first thing I'll say is all students should be able to receive an education that is historically accurate, reflects the diversity of our nation, and prepares students to think critically and participate, actively in a representative democracy. It may not be the easiest thing to hear, but it's an important thing to learn. You know, when we ban experience of marginalized folks because of you know, those whose ancestors created the marginalized feel uncomfortable, we further diminish people of color and other marginalized groups. This is a tragedy. You know, by denying or whitewashing history, we repeat it. You know, I always say, are the kids uncomfortable, or is the problem with the adults who are in denial about their own bias? But according to the American Library Association and voters opposed book bans in libraries, 80% of parents want to protect the ability of the young people to have access to books in which they can learn, understand different perspectives. And one thing, I mean, it's funny, but it's true. I said, next day we'll be banning Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right? He did experience discrimination at first because of his bright red nose. They used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games. Will Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer be banned also? He faced discrimination. Hello.
Yeah, well, you know, that's funny because for a while there was a school district in Florida that banned a little kid's book about Roberto Clemente.
That angers me. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Roberto. I even created that video about him you may have seen. But that's sad because Roberto did face discrimination. You know, it was his experience. You can't deny somebody's, you know, experience. And when you talk about what the Urban League is doing about it, we recently signed a petition for the Bill of Rights for students and parents, along with 200 organizations, including the National Urban League, the National PTA, and some others. But really, we just want something that's more common sense, and we can't just gloss over history, right? It's also everyone needs to remain vigilant. You know, book banning harms students. Glossing over the harshest parts of history, sugarcoating it or sweeping it under the rug does not help anyone, right? And so if we don't address these issues, we repeat them. Children are stronger and more resilient than we think, and children understand these things. And so it's adults, I think, who need some help. But, you know, and it's not guilting someone. It's just understanding. That's like, Marty, or if you had an experience that was bad, I can't deny your experience.
No,
right?
I agree with you, man.
I think you're spot on. You are.
I think you're spot on.
That upsets me.
You're spot on, man.
Yeah, Carlos.
Not our Clemente, come on.
Come on, man.
I know.
Come on.
Right. Who
Grow
could be
up.
Against Roberto Clemente?
Come on, man.
Come on. I mean.
Come on, man.
It's Roberto.
No,
not Roberto. Go to ulpgh.org, the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, Carlos T. Carter, and thank you for your contributions, especially when it comes to kids and your help with food insecurity, too. We appreciate you.
I love kids. DeSantis and I need to have a conversation. Get him on the phone.
All right, Carlos. And Brian Gulish with the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. He and his team do a wonderful job. Good to see you again.
Good morning.
And what's up, man?
I haven't seen Marty in the flesh in so long.
Yeah, man.
I know, and thank you for coming out to the KDK Comedy Night at the Oaks Theater last Wednesday night.
Whoa.
You know, we did pretty well, 25,000 plus meals. So I want to thank everybody who contributed because we're putting that into the pool for today. So what is our tote board total right now?
As of 8:41 a.m., we are at 92,493 meals.
My man Dale just donated $1,000, add another 3,000 brothers and sisters.
That's good. And for
Love
those
you,
that
Dale.
Don't know, Brian, the work you and everybody associated with the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, give people an idea that they hear food bank but might not know the reach that you have.
Yeah, so we are one of nearly 200 Feeding America food banks. So like us, there's 199 other food banks across the country, regional food banks. Our service area here in southwestern Pennsylvania is 11 counties. So basically take southwestern Pennsylvania, you draw a little postage stamp, but you take out Westmoreland because Westmoreland actually is their own standalone food bank.
Oh.
So that's something a lot of people don't know about. But again, part of the network, we all work together to get food out to individuals. Last year, we provided enough food for 42 million meals.
Whoa.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Is that a record?
It's not. If you think back to the pandemic, we were nearly 45 million meals.
And that was a record.
That was definitely the most food we distributed in a year.
And now, give people an idea, because I know when we first started doing this in the pandemic, you were able, and nobody stretches a dollar like your organization. It was a dollar for five meals, but the cost, inflation, transportation has eaten away, pun intended, into that. So it's $1 for three meals.
Yeah, and for us, we're trying to be the most efficient organization as possible. So sometimes people hear that 1.5 and 1.3 and
think,
they're not doing the best with my dollar. Well, again, and I'm not saying that's widespread. People might have that subconscious thought. But again, if you look at grocery prices, if you look at other prices and factors, we've had to hire more staff to come in and support the operation.
No, we get it.
So it's something that's out there that, you know, it's still better than $1 provides enough food for one meal. So $1 provides enough food for three meal. If you donate a dollar, that's one person, three healthy meals a day for $1.
That's awesome. And the thing that gets me is when you talk about the kids too, children who are food insecure. Seems unimaginable in this country, in this part of the country too.
It is. One in six children, food insecure.
That's way too high.
And you know, there's a lot of things that the pandemic brought on, but there were a lot of waivers that came when the pandemic, we talked about the SNAP benefits expiring, but there are a lot of school programs and summer programs that expired with those same COVID waivers. So for us, we have summer, 60 summer youth cafes, we call them summer feeding sites. So when school is out, kids can go to those locations across our 11 counties, and you can go to pittsburghfoodbank.org to find those locations.
We love what you're doing. We love and appreciate you and your team members. So thank you. Keep it coming. And I know you'll be back in the next hour for another update. You're not leaving now that you're
not
here.
Not leaving. I'm here till the end of the show.
All right, Brian Gulish.
My man.
You can call 412-663-5664. Text the number 50155, the word need. Hit send. You'll get a reply that'll step you through the process. You choose what you want to donate. Or you can go to the Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center at kdkradio.com. You'll see our Feed the Need page. This hour's incentive, by the way, for $50 or more is a very exciting, unique experience with Neil Walker, the Pittsburgh Kid, and your Pittsburgh Pirates. We got a big hour coming up, Marty. Did you look? I don't want to share the secrets, but let me just say big.
Okay. I guess.
Hey, by the way, tomorrow on the Big K Morning Show, we have an in-studio guest. I think a lot of people are going to want to hear from
John Weinstein,
who is currently the Allegheny County Treasurer, who's running for the executive position that Rich Fitzgerald will vacate after his term is limited at the end of this year.
And unless you're living in a hole somewhere or in a sewer, he's taking some shots. A lot of shots, quite frankly. A lot of allegations, a lot of insinuations, a lot of innuendo. And quite frankly, John said, I want to be here face to face. Let's talk. About everything and anything. Should be compelling. What time is it? 8 o'clock, right?
Tomorrow. 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. He will be in studio, so you'll have a chance to ask some questions. Also, our weekly visit with Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General.
Love him.
You know, April's National Pet Month. You should be preparing to get Rosie something.
I love him. And the dog has made, you know, we make all these jokes, but these pets make a significant impact on your life. They just do.
You know, we were talking to Brian from the food bank a
few
minutes ago.
I love everyone today.
Did you notice that, Antonio? You know, this may be your last day with us. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it might be
what, his parole's
next
up?
Week.
Is he going back to prison?
No, he's going to be working in the afternoons strictly.
Yeah, he's producing the Rick Dayton Show.
Oh, with your boy.
Starting next week.
My boy.
Yeah, he's your
He'll
boy.
Be your boy.
Yeah, he's your boy.
And then Samantha McGill.
Hey, have you had fried ice cream?
Yes.
Delicious.
Wonderful.
Seriously.
It is delicious.
Is that a Philadelphia thing?
No. No. But we were at dinner, my daughter's birthday. And there's this little Tokyo. It's a hibachi place in Mount Lebanon, which is really cool. And they bring this, it's like a basketball, man. And it's fried ice cream.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. What do they call that?
Fried ice cream.
Yeah, they fried it. It's delicious. I've been to Little Tokyo before. And I've gotten it before. It's delicious.
And my son was looking at some sort of recipe. I guess it's like cornflakes. And you form this ball and you drop it in the grease. Seriously.
And it's crusted on the outside.
We went to town, man.
I didn't realize it was like covered in cornflakes. I thought it was just like they just fried ice cream. But I guess that makes sense.
No, there's like a crust.
Panko.
Yeah, something like that. Not bread, but you know what I'm saying. Delicious. And I want to mention one more time, along the lines of doing great things today, Jersey Mike's. Every single nickel that they make today, they give to charity. It's kind of cool, man. $20 million, brother. Kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, I mean.
You like Jersey Mike's, or is that cheating on Philly's cheesesteaks for you?
Oh, come on.
No, we love Jersey Mike's.
Look, I like any business that makes a difference. You know this, Larry.
I agree.
And I have so many friends, and so does Larry. They will do anything you ask to make a difference. And it's really kind of cool.
If you run a business, and most businesses do, especially in this town, where they have some philanthropic connection.
That's right.
Everything you want to do has some good that's attached to everything you do. And Antonio, seriously, we may not see you in the morning, maybe ever again. Is there something you want to share with our morning audience that's just been sticking in your craw?
Well, you've been making fun of him. I mean, you forced him to go to another show. Did he not?
He didn't force me. Samantha and I went out.
It didn't help. It didn't help.
They talked it through. Who wanted us? And Antonio said, based on his lifestyle, he didn't want to get up early, right?
Yeah, no, I cannot do those early mornings.
Who's calling?
You seem angry. Are you okay?
Who?
You.
Me.
Why don't you put on the damn t-shirt instead of holding it up in front of you to take pictures?
It's too small.
Oh, come
on,
man.
I'm lifting weights.
Whoa, no, no, no. We know that ain't happening. When's the last time you were in a gym working out? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Why do you
come on, man?
Body shame me?
Because your wife is ripped and you're not.
Oh, she's ripped.
She is cut.
Yeah, that, I'm not going to
lie. I'm not exaggerating.
No, she's, yeah.
Your wife is cut.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Someone said, you know, your wife could beat you up. I'm like, yeah, she didn't have to work out to be able to do that.
I love her.
Girls from Oakland.
She's one of my favorite people on earth.
You say that about everybody.
No. Cindy's on a list. She knows it.
855 at KDK.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic powered by Bouncer Nissan. Big troubles. Squirrel Hill Tunnel. What's going on now?
Cornflake coating and deep fried. Yeah.
Some breaking news, Kath.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.